The formation of P-BIRDS, persistently infected birds, is a critical mechanism in the spread and survival of the viruses that cause French molt in budgerigar colonies. Based on current research and veterinary insights, here is an overview of how these birds are formed and their role in the disease cycle. The origin of P-BIRDS. P-BIRDS are typically individuals that were infected with a virus, most commonly avian polyomavirus, APV, or cytisine beak and feather disease, PBFD, at a very specific stage of their development. While many nestlings infected within the first 15 days of life succumb to acute disease, those that are infected slightly later or possess a stronger initial immune response may survive the initial viral onslaught. Instead of clearing the virus, their immune systems reach a stalemate with the pathogen. The virus remains active in the bird system, leading to a permanent subclinical infection. How the stalemate occurs. Research indicates that the formation of a P-BIRD is often a result of late exposure. Chicks infected after they have developed some natural immunity are more likely to survive but become chronic carriers. Immune system damage. The virus can inflict permanent damage on the young bird's developing immune system, preventing it from ever fully eradicating the virus. Subclinical survival. Many P-BIRDS do not show the classic French molt symptoms, like missing Sving and Sturtfjar, or they may recover their feathers after a mild molting incident, making them nearly impossible to identify visually in a flock. The role of P-BIRDS in breeding colonies. P-BIRDS act as the primary environmental reservoir for the virus. In a breeding setting, they are particularly dangerous because continuous shedding. They intermittently shed large amounts of the virus through feather dander, droppings, and crop secretions. Vertical transmission. Infected hens can pass the virus directly to their eggs or to their chicks during feeding. Endemic cycles. If a breeder keeps chicks from an outbreak, even those that appear healthy, they risk making the disease endemic in their aviary. These P-BIRDS will then trigger new French molt outbreaks in future generations of nestlings. Management and prevention. Because P-BIRDS often appear perfectly healthy, the only way to identify them is through specialized PCR testing. Veterinary guidelines, such as those from Lafervet, emphasize that managing a colony with P-BIRDS requires a total stop in breeding for at least 6 to 8 months to allow the viral load in the environment to drop and to identify isolate carriers.